Welcome to the Robert Townsend House, stop one on the New Brighton Historical Society's walking tour of the Underground Railroad. The home before you was originally built in 1835 and modernized with much acclaim in 1890, with indoor toilets and electricity. Surprisingly, in nearly two centuries, this house had only two owners, first the Townsends, and then the Spratt family, who have owned this home since 1948. Robert Townsend was one of Beaver County's earliest and most prosperous industrialists. He was born to Quaker parents in 1790 on a farm in Washington County, Pennsylvania, about 35 miles from New Brighton. By age 16, he was learning the wire-making trade in Baltimore, Maryland. Then he married Deborah Coleman. The couple eventually moved to Pittsburgh, where Robert worked at creating his own wire-making business. In 1828, Robert established a wire and rivet mill along the Beaver River near New Brighton, the first of its kind of the West Alleghenies. The wire-making business was so lucrative it gave Robert Townsend the means to build this large, splendid house, a feature that made it suitable as a stop on the Underground Railroad through New Brighton. As you will often hear along this tour of the Underground Railroad, the Townsends were ardent and vocal abolitionists. When two local free boys were kidnapped and sold into slavery, Robert Townsend formed a committee that financed a search that enabled their safe return. But while they openly and publicly detested slavery, the Townsends also worked secretly with other New Brighton residents to provide aid and comfort to runaway slaves, acts that could have cost them their own freedom and property under the harsh Fugitive Slave Act. As a safe house of the local Underground Railroad, Robert's large house provided sanctuary to many runaways traveling north along the Beaver River towards freedom in Canada. For decades leading up to and during the Civil War, runaway slaves were ushered into this house by way of stone steps facing the river, most likely under the cover of darkness. To learn more about the Robert Townsend House and New Brighton's history of the Underground Railroad, please visit the New Brighton Historical Society.